Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Gaslight by Danica Dark, narrated by Nicole Poole. He who fights with monsters might take care lest he thereby become a monster. And if you gaze for long into an abyss, the abyss gazes also into you. Friedrich Nietzsche. Chapter 1. When people harbor dark secrets, they close off their emotions. Or in the case of Wyatt, our resident gravewalker, it was a door. Shepard kicked his heavy boot against the wood door, rattling the hinges.
"Open up, Spooky. I'm not standing out here all fucking day with this file."
I rested my shoulder against the wall. Maybe Wyatt found a dead girlfriend and hung himself to spend eternity with her. Christian faced me from the other side of the door and mirrored my stance.
"Now there's a morbid suggestion. I can hear his tummy grumbling, so don't get your hopes up for a funeral, lass."
Shepard gave up and anchored his back against the door. The short hairs of his buzz cut prickled against the wood as he turned his head to look at me.
"Wyatt's too scared of ghosts to kill himself."
My brows arched high. "Afraid? I thought he just didn't like them." Christian winked.
"He's angered so many dead people that he's not invited to the afterlife parties. Ever seen him running about the mansion?"
"When I first moved in, but Wyatt can be dramatic. I didn't think it applied to all of them."
"According to Wyatt, most of the specters wandering about aren't gravewalkers. His kind will trample over toddlers and old ladies to run to the light. They don't like to linger behind."